Let me start my commentary today with an anecdote. 18-year-old Jane Doe had just arrived at a residence hall at a university and was eagerly anticipating meeting her roommate and getting to know other first-year classmates. About a week after her arrival, she heard loud music and angry shouting coming from down the hall. She went to investigate. As she approached the room where the altercation was taking place, two students raced out into the hallway, shots were fired, and Jane was mortally wounded. Thankfully, this is a made-up event. To my knowledge, no such shooting has occurred at a university. But it is the possibility that it could which keeps university presidents awake at night. Indeed, after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings, some 350 college and university presidents signed a letter in which they strongly recommended much stricter gun laws. To quote from the letter, "We are college and university presidents. We are parents. We are Republicans, Democrats, and independents. As a group, we do not oppose gun ownership. But in many of our states, legislation has been introduced or passed that would allow gun possession on college campuses. We oppose such laws. We come together to ask our elected representatives to act collectively on behalf of our children by enacting gun safety measures, including ensuring the safety of our communities by opposing legislation allowing guns on our campuses and in our classrooms." End quote. I totally concur with this position. As stated in a recent article in the New York Times, quote, "Opponents of allowing the carrying of concealed weapons on campuses of public universities and colleges say it increases the risk of accidents and of ordinary confrontations escalating to lethal force," end quote. Having served as president of two universities, I have personally witnessed such confrontations. Confrontations which can be especially heated if occurring in the presence of drugs and alcohol, an unfortunate reality on many campuses across the nation. Most educators fear adding guns to these kinds of situations. They feel it would be an unacceptable risk, especially in an environment where many students are still minors. In a 2012 overview of guns on campus prepared by the National Conference of State Legislatures, it was pointed out that 21 states banned carrying a concealed weapon on a college campus. And in 23 states, colleges and universities were granted the right to decide whether to ban or allow concealed weapons on campuses. However, at the time of this report, 5 states, Colorado, Wisconsin, Mississippi, Oregon, and Utah, had passed legislation specifically permitting concealed carry on college campuses. Although in 2 of these states, Wisconsin and Oregon, the universities had decided not to permit guns inside of university buildings. This is a complex and evolving issue in which the concealed weapon laws in a number of states are being challenged or opposed by many universities, despite the support of a number of student groups like Colorado's Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. Supporters of allowing concealed weapons on campus, as indicated in the already cited New York Times article, quote, say that allowing concealed weapons gives pause to criminals and a fighting chance to victims, end quote. Time does not permit a full response to such logic. However, let me simply quote a student from the University of Texas who feels that, and I quote, the creation of a citizen vigilante force would only make an emergency situation confusing for law enforcement, end quote. This is a highly charged, complex legal and social issue which is being played out on our nation's campuses. A commentary in the Chronicle of Higher Education in 2009 by Sandra McClelland and Stephen Frankel stated that we shouldn't be complacent because many states have failed to pass legislation permitting concealed weapons on campuses. The authors felt that, quote, much of the legislation will undoubtedly be reintroduced as legislators and pro-gun groups persist in pushing their agendas and attempting to impose their views about the best way to protect campuses, end quote. Indeed, this is an ongoing issue, with Texas and Arkansas most recently filing legislation to permit concealed weapons on public university campuses. Fortunately, like a large number of other states, Arkansas will allow its universities to decide whether to allow concealed carry on their campuses. Gun control, writ large, is a multifaceted issue which engenders passion on both sides of the argument. However, in terms of the particular issue of concealed carry, I believe strongly that permitting concealed weapons on a university campus is simply wrong. We owe it to our students to provide them with the safest possible living, learning environment. Let us all speak out with one voice to ensure that well-informed and well-considered state legislation makes this possible on all our nation's campuses.